Yeah, well, now that we've gone through all the songs that count, let's go through the songs that don't count, starting off with Szymanski, Brief.
It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right. It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right. It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right. It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right. It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right. It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right. It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right. It's on your shite, but I'm gonna get the challenge right.
Brief, it's a great pun, you know, it's because this whole song is about the challenge or the brief, if you will, and it's really stinking short or brief, if you will. Anyway, I like to explain puns to people who already got them. Enjoy. But yeah, I thought it was really, really well done. Shite and right is a great rhyme to hear, you know, for 30 seconds straight. E flat to G flat, another 1 to 4 chord. But, and here's the brilliance of this little tiny nugget of a song. The whole point is that, you know, he's asking, did I do this right? Did I get it right? And then he says, fuck no. And then he just plays an E chord at the end, bringing in a third chord. Brilliant. Good
Bam.
japes, sir. I enjoyed it a lot.
Disqualified.
DQ'd.
Yes.
Enjoy
Yeah.
your frozen blizzard. No.
Our new sponsor. No, I agree. It's short and sweet, and I got sort of a Television vibe meets White Stripes vibe. And then of course he trolls us with a third chord at the end, so it's disqualified. But it's a lot of fun. Clearly not meant to be taken seriously. Clearly meant to be a cute little joke and not a contender. And I gotta applaud that effort. I mean, I like that he entered two. It harkens back to last round with Jocko, Homomorphism, who put in two, and one of them was funny and short and really worth listening
Awesome.
to. Yeah. And also kind of just reminds me of that time that Max Bombast, I think in Nur Ayn, submitted like five. So yeah, neat. I applaud this. I think this is great. I think this is the right way to do it, the right way to approach everything.
My review is shite, but I'm going to get something right. And the way that Szymanski belts out right at 25 seconds in is the best part of this song. And in my view, it cements him as the most inspiring rock vocalist this round. So good. I love that. I love his vocals, and I love when he just goes for it.
The second most inspiring. We have a guest.
Oh, sorry.
No. He's right.
It's good. I mean, I can't. I mean, I can imagine myself being Szymanski, but I have a much harder time imagining myself singing like Cybronica
Oh, yeah.
because I have no technique.